Standing around the bed underneath the shade tree, a bed that only wants shadow in me. Why can't I leave this mystery? Long black limousine. There's demons in me. Those my Satan's in your mind. Says you want to make a deal. Finally whispering, says my hair, there's no one to be seen. Coming up my way, there's all my Satan's ones. You sell your soul to the devil, give me everything you see. When the devil comes to wake you, you're gonna be paid for the time you stay. The devil is chasing me.
She don't Some great guests come up for a few songs. And it's a dream come true for me because these guys that are up here playing with me are my heroes. And I hope that y'all are gonna have a real good time. I'm honored to have them up here. Right now we're gonna have a guy who we've actually been doing a lot of shows with lately. And I've known him for years, and I tell you what, when we were first in America, you know, we were being billed as a really great rockabilly band. When we got out here to Southern California, and we kind of got our hat handed to us, if you know what I mean, because there were some great, great bands, there was a great scene out here, way back when it was good. And we're really grateful that they accepted us back then, and ever since then, we love coming to Southern California. And many memorable gigs with this guy in Long Beach. But he was one of the first guys we saw, and it knocked our socks off. He's one of the best singer, songwriter, guitar players ever in the world of rockabilly, man. He is one of the best. He's also a guitar archaeologist. He's got a book about finding these rare and cool guitars called The Strat in the Attic. My favorite thing, though, he's one of the best recording artists ever. He's never made a bad recording. He's great live. We're going to have him up here right now. One of my heroes, Deke Dickerson. Come on out here, Deke. What do you guys think? Reverend Horton Heat, y'all. All right, let's do this. Let's start this all-star epic show of yours. What do you say? Bexar County rules, please stop your car. I said I'm coming back again. It was on her day. You know, every hour I'm finding, every eye goes tears on my way. When I try your big brown eyes with a smile, yeah. By the stars in heaven, please don't cry. Kiss me once again and hold me. Oh, Mexican animals. Oh, goodbye, Mr. Jim Heath on the guitar.
Again, and hold me, oh, Mexican. much. Thank you. All right, now we're going to start a little bit of guitar madness here, and I think the guitar madness is going to continue through this set. But when I first toured with these guys a long time ago, they had a brand new record out called Spend the Night in the Box, which is a great album. And there's a very cool instrumental on that record called The Millionaire. And I kept hearing them play that song every night while we were on tour, and I thought, man, this song is crying out for a twin guitar harmony part. So I figured out a little harmony, and I presented it to Jim Heath Enterprises Incorporated. Luckily, he said, that's cool, and we'd like to do it for you now. The twin guitar version of The Millionaire, Mr. Scott Cirilla, kicks it off. Guitar players here. Do we have any guitar players? I just want to answer the question that's in your mind right now and tell you that yes, that really was as much fun as it looked. All right, I'm gonna do a hillbilly song right now. But don't worry, this is not a tearjerker. This is a nice, fast one. You can actually slam dance to this one if you feel like it. And I hope you guys got the swing dancing and the slam dancing sorted out, because that first song I did, you were still working that out. It wasn't working out so well. Here we go. Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you. The dream of you scared me. Now I need you to walk. Well, I'm an old mule skinner down from old Kentucky, boy. And I can lick a new listen or on accents or All right, now I'm going to take the guitar off and I'm going to hand it to Wes over here. And I know that a lot of you guys were at the Alex's Bar show a few months ago, but there's so many new faces that I have to convert right now. I'm gonna do a little bit of hillbilly eating for you. What's that, you say? Hillbilly eating? I am unfamiliar with what you speak. Well, it's a little hillbilly mouth rhythm, you see. It's a little bit like beatboxing. But it goes like this. Here it is in slow motion. Slow motion. It doesn't sound like much, but when you speed it up, that's when it really gets going. On the count of four, boys, here we go. One, two, three, four. Thank you very much, thank you. All right, now I got one more song here, friends. And we're gonna get Mr. Haas to help us out on guitar. But I want to say two things. I want to say two things real quick. First of all, thank you very much to the Reverend Horton Heat guys for taking me on tour for 6 months, last year and this year. That was the most fun 6 months of my life. Secondly, I would like to say this next song goes out to Mr. Tommy Ramone. The last original member of the Ramones. He died yesterday. We're going to send this one out to him.
Psychotherapy is what they want to give me. I'm a teenage loser. They want to pass me by. there with me.
Now I've got glowing eyes.
I'm a teenage kid.
Cracks and Logan's are fun.
Psycho, there with me.
I'm gonna kill someone.
Psycho, there with me. Psycho.
Psychotherapy, 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 psychotherapy.
Now I like shaking too, and all they keep me as a happy. I'm a teenage kid, I'm a teenage girl slave. Now I'm a kid in the house, I'm a kid in the psycho zone. Psycho therapy, I'm gonna burglarize your home. Psycho therapy, psycho therapy.
Psychotherapy, psychotherapy, psychotherapy. Psychotherapy, psychotherapy, psychotherapy.
Thank you very much, fans. I'm Dick Dickerson. Thank you to the Reverend Harvey Heat. Stay tuned. Let's hear it for Dick Dickerson. The dumbest song on our new album right now.
from Blueberry First City, you know what I mean. When you're out of the main, you don't niggle or night. Cause that means it's martini time, it's martini time.
I'm gonna shake martini time.
Say in the show business, it's like just kind of a bit, if you will. Or I tell people we're going to do a song off an album we did called Space Heater. Space Heater is widely recognized as being the worst album we ever did. But I will say this, we just released a new album called Rev. There it is. Yeah, Jeff Milburn made that sign too. So hey, we got to find out who won we know who won the car contest. I don't think we found him yet. We're still looking for him. Anyway, we released a new album this year, and we worked really hard on this new album. I think that I can say with confidence that this new album will go down in history as being even worse than Space Heater was. Didn't think that was possible. Apparently so. But before we do the song, I have to introduce to you the guy the song's about. He's all the way from Muy Fabulosa, Deer Park, Texas, home of the fabulous Shell Oil Refinery. That's what makes it fabuloso. He's the Michael Landon of the rockabilly world, Mr. Excitement himself with Big Mouth Bass. Let's have a warm Long Beach welcome for Nature Boy Jimbo. This is the Jimbo song.
Give up! Down! manipulation of your connection. Come through your own red blade of love.
J-I-M-B-O,
J-I-M-B-O, J-I-M-B-O, J-I-M-B-O. All right, this one. All right. Another one of my heroes is coming up here. In an era back a few years ago, we had an era where every drummer in the world was trying to get a larger and larger drum set. And in the middle of all that, here comes one guy who played standing up, two drums, one cymbal, and became one of the biggest rock stars of the day. So one of my heroes, a real groundbreaking guy. Let's have a big, big round of applause, a great welcome. Originally from the great band, the Stray Cats, Mr. Slim Jim Phantom. Are you feeling okay there, Jim?
We're getting there. Look, these are our people.
Yeah, our people,
baby. You are our people, and I'm proud of it. Who'd have thunk? We couldn't find this many rockabillies in 1979 on Long Island, I know that. I'm so happy you people have chosen. This is our music. Rockabilly is our music. Reverend Hart and Heath, Dick Dickerson, these are the guys that are bringing it around. They're keeping it alive. I'm so happy to be part of this. We could talk about something else.
All right. Well, let me ask you, what was it like playing the US Festival?
Well, the US Festival was our day. We had 300,000 people who they were all ready for rockabilly that day. That's a rockabilly. We owned it at that time. That was the exact current trend at the moment, and we were there. Look at all the people you got here today. My pal Jello Biafra's gonna be up here in a minute. My pal Larry Collins is gonna be up here in a minute. My brother in arms Lee Rocker's gonna be here in a minute. All because of you guys keeping this music alive. Just hang on to it. Support it. Support it. When your local rockabilly bands play, you come out and support them. When they make records, you still buy them. We still buy records, right? You ready, Teddy?
With the pops real high, with black trench coats all live on night. Cool skin heads with the rolled up jeans. Look real tough and mighty. Cause there's a bumping in line tonight. Ringside seats folded in with fight. For the goddamn thing that the cops can do. Cause there's a lover in Brighton tonight. Woo! fish hooks under their collars. They got razors in their shoes.
Helmet, go cat, go!
Except that old guy will reveal it's on the blue. The guy skinheads all you blackjacks. And a look good might have been. They got teeth up around their fingers. Heads are all shaved and clean.
There's a rumbling black tonight. Ringside seats for the neighbors fight. There ain't that damn thing that the cops keep. There's a rumbling Long Beach.
Woo!
they're moving mics around here. I'm going to sing one and let Jim play for one. We're going to do a cover song by the really talented Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps.
Greatest thing, it really is. It moves me, it sends me through the roof every time I play Race with the Devil. I want to thank Jim for having me today. Yeah. Have a great night. This is the Reverend Horton Heat. That's Jimbo Wallace. My name is Jim. I'll come back and play for you guys anytime. Good night. Slim Jim Phantom, come on. Let's give it up for it.
Two songs. Let me just do one song before our next guest. We're just going to do one song. I think he may be ready in a minute, hopefully. If he's not ready, we'll do it. All right, we're gonna do another cover song. I hope you guys don't mind. This is what I consider to be the most obvious cover song in the history of rock and roll. The winner of the car contest.
What?
Yeah. We're still looking for the owner of that gray roadster, the 28 roadster out there. No, it's not your car, man. We gotta get Rudy to find him. Anyway, you know, we got heroes up here, and here's our next guest is one of the most influential rockabillies. I want everybody, after you leave here tonight, go home, and instead of going on Facebook,
we're going to the bar.
I want everybody to go on YouTube and do a little search for something called the Collins Kids. It's really unbelievable. So when this guy was young, he was a big star, and he was a big star on this really influential TV show called Town Hall Party. There were several others. Town Hall Party was a great show back in the 50s that was made right over there in Compton. And you can check out Town Hall Party. All the greats played it. Elvis, Johnny Cash, Gene Vincent, Eddie Cochran, they all played the Town Hall Party. It's a wonderful thing. And this show right now is kind of patterned a little after that, so it's kind of cool that we have this guy. But he's one of these guys, his talent never, ever did anything but actually get better as he went. He's went on to have a great career as a songwriter, too. He wrote the song Delta Dawn, You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma, and some of the great songs later in the 70s. They're still being cut by people like Miranda Lambert and stuff. But anyway, he's one of the most ripping guitar players in the history of rockabilly. Like to welcome him, and we're going to get Deke out here too to help us out on this. Let's hear it big time for Mr. Larry Collins. Come on out here, Larry.
Jim, here we are, the first of many. Welcome to Horton Hayride. Isn't there something? What about all these folks? Let me get ready to pick for you real quick. We're fixing to cut loose. As if I get. We're all hot up here. It's nice to be in Long Beach. And now, you guys, each individual, welcome. We'll do our damnedest to pick a little rockabilly for me.
Thank you.
working well tonight. When I sat down, this is you, judge. She shot the ball. I was going to jump, oh, jump. Stabbing at you while it slipped it right. She shot rag and he held it tight. Stopped one time while it slid away. Found a little man to be working that way. He said, I like it. The great big fan. I kept on the sapping and he said, get rid of it. I screwed it up, but Johnny would appreciate it. I wanted to mention also, there's a good friend of mine who wrote a book, Robert Hilbert, about Johnny, and a lot of our escapades on the roads back in the 50s, and it's called Johnny Cash, The Life, and good copy, tells a lot about a lot of people. What have we done? What are you talking about?
We're going to do the crazy double-neck boogie.
We're going to do the crazy double-neck boogie.
Like you and Joe Mavis used to do.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready? I know you're ready. Are we ready?
You're not going to take off? Oh, it's going to be you ready? All right, let's do it.
What do you say? Why don't you sit right down there in that chair?
That's mighty short for me. Is that mighty short for you?
You want the rep to sit down first?
I want to sit on Jim's lap.
All right, let's try this. Larry, we're going to wear you like a coat right now, me and Jim.
Oh, shit.
here for Mr. Larry Collins. Thank you, Dean.
More of a hayride, huh? Well, all right then. Well, I'll tell you once, I'll tell you again, I got the strength of 20 men. Bulletproof, come on now. rock you, baby, till your daddy come home.
Saturday night. I just got back from New York about 2 hours ago, and I gotta say I'm really glad I got on that plane just to be here. This song, I gotta do a Stray Cat song, and this is a song, it's the title track of a record, and when this record first came out, it went straight up to the top of the Billboard charts, just about. And I went to number 2 and sat right behind Michael Jackson's Thriller for about 6 or 7 months. Well, Built for Speed.
Drop more of my vocal here, that'd be nice. All right. This is probably the 5th or 6th best song ever written in my dad's garage.
ain't got enough to go to pay the rent. Well, I'm flat, but feet, I don't care. I shut right by with my tail in the air. Straight cat, strut, I'm a lady's cat. I feel like that's no hey. I can't shoot you like a never mean old man. I get my dinner from a garbage can.
Thank you. Let's go! Ride the mountain scene. Pull my velveteen curtain. Pick a little spot for a door to be. Let's go. Hey, the mountains above. Let's go.
Up here with these barricades, the security guys are up here. It's starting, you know, kind of about halfway through. If y'all can kind of take one little step back, you know, really not much. Y'all are fine in the front. We don't want you to get crushed. These people in the front are about to get crushed. And it's kind of so. All right, cool. Okay. All right, we had some great rockabilly bands here, of course, and we've got some. Some great rock and roll bands here. We're gonna get a little punk rock now. They're the most influential and groundbreaking punk rock bands. It was a band with a shocking name. They were shocking. They were called the Dead Kennedys.
Table.
I thought
the same thing about Scott Ashton of the Stooges when we lost him and Roddy Ashton. Would any of us even know each other if it weren't for the Ramones and the Stooges? Think about that. Yeah. This is a song from my new band, Guantanamo School of Medicine. Jimbo plays on the song on the album, so we're doing it tonight. It's called John Dillinger.
Was a bad, bad man. He robbed a bank. He had a gang. And even today, he buys our presidents.
The crime went for the airwaves. And everybody's great. That Dillinger! That Dillinger!
That Dillinger!
That Dillinger! That Dillinger!
That Dillinger!
For massive, we can lose a song. For why they wear the old public enemy number one. Let these people find some of their compassion. And we should really thank the father of the whole place. There's a problem that's trying to run and then the face is lies. So just back now, plus it gets a free ride. Get down, Jack! Get down, Jack!
Together!
Johnny, Johnny baby, pop star or Patsy. Maybe who's at the same time? You sure came in handy. Over and then we don't get to have this next year. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. touch all of you. When I look at you, probably won't run this dream, but it's like a picture. No time to miss you.
Stand away. I'm gonna talk the time. gonna have the blues all day.
Hey, when the sun comes out, I'm gonna touch my blues away.
Yeah,
yeah, we can go away and come back for an encore. We're just frankly out of time. We better get with this. We're gonna lose that. We're almost there, guys. Thanks a lot for coming out for the show.
Thank you.
coming to Orton's Hayride. Orton's Hayride.
That's it.